Lagoon and Frade.
DJW Mobile.
In 4, VWA.
One.
The prettiest girls in the whole wide world are out on our buggy.
World.
You bet. We have hired corn down to the turkeys and to the deer. We've put grain feed out for a couple of geese that have nested on the small pond. So we're feeding them and taking care of all the chickens. And my shortest girl, my granddaughter, is just doing real good with all of it. I'm going to make her a country girl.
He pulls up there in that workshop out there and take her down to that pond and pull some fish out.
But now, we've already got fish in the big lake behind the house. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've been there. That's the one I was talking about.
Okay, well, you know, we got the little pond. As you come into the house, we got the little pond on the right. It's about an acre and a half. And then we got about a 6 or 7 acre lake on the back.
Yeah, I was talking about the big one on the back. I didn't know about the one on the right.
Geese are camouflaged in. So, well, listen, I just want to say hey, and we're going to continue our adventure. So, me and two good looking girls are going to go do our thing. Everything's came for VWA. Clear?
All right, have fun. Be careful out there. W4DJW Mobile. I got Whiskey 4 Echo Alpha, and then it kind of faded into the white noise.
Whiskey 4 Echo Alpha Echo, W4EAE, headed west on 26 in Spartanburg County.
Okay, that was better. W4EAE, W4DJW. The name is Dave, and I am over in Greer. You sounded good from 26. Are you going north or south?
Well, yeah, north. I guess west on 26 at this point is basically north. So headed north, headed to Spartanburg.
Because every transmission gets better. You must have been behind a little hill or something, and you broke through it. You were like in a shadow, but you're solid now. And the name there is
Ryan. I live in Columbia.
All right, Ryan. Well, how'd you hear about this repeater? Are you just passing through?
I'm in the state. I've got this one in my radios. I sort of make a point of getting all the active repeaters for a couple of states over in my radio, so I can always jump on them if I need to.
Thing I do, and then when I'm traveling, I just put it on scan memory scan. And so if I go through an area and somebody's talking on one, it'll stop. Even if it's, and that happens all the time when I go through Columbia going down to Florida. It catches a few of those Columbia repeaters, and then sometimes Jacksonville. But then after further south than that, it starts not being so accurate anymore.
Certain areas where there is just no repeater activity, and then others where it's pretty robust. I mean, in Columbia, there are at least 4 or 5 different repeaters or repeater systems on which there's a lot of activity. And I go to places sometimes, but it's just like there's nobody out there.
Be good, too. Charlotte's got quite a few repeaters, and Atlanta. And we're probably second to those two, or third to those two, for activity in the area. At least if APRS is any indication. I run APRS Beacon, and I can see that kind of stuff. And I can see there's a buzz around Charlotte, and there's a buzz around Atlanta, and there's a buzz around here, too, but it's just not quite as big as the other two.
Charlotte, I travel to Charlotte a lot, and there is actually a system that has only been there for a little while, W4FTK repeater network, and that one has, they've got several repeaters in Columbia and basically follows 77 all the way up to Charlotte and north of Charlotte. So driving to Charlotte, I can stay on the same system the whole time and, you know, continue conversation with the same people all the way from Columbia to Charlotte and beyond.
The 3.5, or you use the 2, so they've got 800 megahertz, they've got 70 centimeters, and they got 2 meters. The one there's two of them I used up there, the 146.94 that they have, which we have one down here too, but it's they've got one up there, and the 3.5, I forget if it's 145.35 or 146.35, but there's generally a lot of traffic on both of those.
I do a lot up there, and then D-Star is fairly active up there. I've got, in the car, I've got D-Star capability for 2 meters and 70 centimeters and 1.2 gigahertz, so I do a lot of D-Star stuff when I'm up there, too.
Under the D-Star stuff, yeah, I use Echolink, but not D-Star. I haven't made that plunge, although I've got a radio that'll do that now, so I probably should, but just too many other irons in the fire, too many toys on the toy shelf. Anyway, Ryan, I got to jump in here and get my food for this evening, and then I'll be back out if you're still within reach of the repeater. Whiskey 4 Echo Alpha Echo W4DJW.
All right, W4DJW, W4EA73. Hope you have a good evening. Enjoy your food.
DJW Mobile.
WW4EA.
So you headed back home tonight?
I play in a band, and we're playing a show in Spartanburg this evening, and then headed back down to Columbia.
Ride between Greenville. I used to go back and forth from Greenville to Charlotte every day, and then every now and then I'd have to go back and forth from Greenville to Columbia. And I like the Greenville to Charlotte trip a lot better. It's a lot more scenery. Columbia is just a long, straight ride.
Pretty bad. And, you know, it's from Columbia to Spartanburg is a little bit closer than Columbia to Greenville. So, and Columbia to Charlotte is brilliant because it's a boring drive, but it's actually not very far at all. It's about 80 miles, so it's really not that bad.
Columbia to Charlotte trip, but I had friends that worked in Charlotte that came from Columbia. I came from Greenville. They came from Columbia. So it's about equal distance, you know, maybe that 20 miles different, depending on where you lived in the city. But Charlotte, being in banking, they drew people in for a few hundred miles.
You know, Columbia, I lived in the upstate for a while, and actually went to college at Furman University. And, you know, living in the upstate where everything is kind of spread out, you know, there's the population, there's a lot of people live here, but spread out over a larger area. Columbia is extremely self-contained. I mean, there are certainly, like, outlying towns and things like that, but nothing like up here. So you've got... You talk about area of the city, yeah, it's really not geographically that large. It's just a bunch of people packed into a small area.
Greenville and Spartanburg, and then Greer is in the middle trying to annex land from both Greenville. Greer has more land than Greenville or Spartanburg. I mean, Spartanburg. And it's the smaller of the three towns, and it's got more, it's just annexing land like crazy. So I think they're going to all join into one big metropolis at some point in time. But yeah, you're right. That does make it so that it is a lot more spread out. So a lot of people drive 30 miles to work every day.
And there are people who go further, but, you know, my daily commute to and from work is 3.5 miles.
Unfortunate. Never in my whole life, even since I was my first job, I've always had to drive a long way. And the longest was a 10-year stretch from Greenville to Charlotte every single day. And then the last 5 years of that, it was only on Wednesdays. So I got to work. So I kind of made up for lost time there.
The way Columbia is, the river which goes through Columbia is a county line. So the city of Columbia is in Richland County, which is on the east side of the Congaree. And then on the west side, which is still, you know, I mean, it's basically you wouldn't know you were in a different city except you're in a different city because you cross the county line, you go into a different city. So there's West Columbia, you know, to the north on the west side of the Congaree, and the city of Casey to the south on the Congaree, across the Congaree. I actually live in the city of Casey, so not only my commute to work, I work right in the middle of downtown Columbia, across the street from the State House, and my 3.5 mile commute has me crossing a county line and going from one city into another.
You just called out, brought back some memories of We used to watch, there was this police show, I can't remember what the name of it was, but Live TV, I think, yeah, that was it, before all the noise came around about the cops, and they took it off the air. But that Richland County and that the other towns that you were naming, we got to know those cops pretty good. We got to know the ones in Florida, too, and the ones in Georgia, so there was a lot of them that were, well, Georgia was on there for a little while, and then they backed out. But the ones over in on the West Coast, but... One of my wife's favorite cops was from Richland. He was really good. He was even-headed. He would run down suspects and, you know, do what he had to do to catch them. And then once he caught them, he just turned into the nicest friend they ever had in their whole life. Incredible, the patience that that guy had with the people that he had to deal with. And from Richland County. Got a good set of cops down there. Go ahead, Ryan.
I'm in a hold. I hope you got a decent copy, but we've got the city of Casey. We've got our own police force. They're pretty nice people too. And another thing is, up until recently, it was a public safety, and so they were all cross trained as police officers, firefighters, and EMTs. And they broke the fire department off about a year and a half ago. But it's really kind of neat having that kind of situation, too.
Heard y'all in here. What's going on with first responders and stuff?
Not that, but Chandler, meet Ryan. Ryan's getting kind of scratchy. He's headed over to Spartanburg. And I am pulling in the driveway, about to back out, back in the driveway and go inside and eat. So, Ryan, it was good to meet you. I hope you have a good show tonight, a good with your band, and hope to hear you next time you pass through the area. Go ahead and pick it up, Ryan, and that's Chandler you're talking to. W4DJW, this will be my last one.
All right, W4DJW, W4EAE, hope you have a good evening. And hello, Chandler, this is Ryan, Whiskey 4, Echo, Alpha Echo.
Good evening, Ryan. Nice to meet you. My name is Chandler, and my call is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu, K4WWZ. So you play with a band. What band do you play with?
The band is the Knights of Flannel, kind of a tongue-in-cheek name. We're serious about the music. We're pretty good at it, but we just thought we kind of did it to have fun, and so that's the name we go by, Knights of Flannel.
So y'all got YouTube? The YouTube page?
I think we do. We started... Whoa! Got streets closed and I'm being taken the wrong way. We did some stuff during the pandemic. We did some streams on YouTube and, you know, I don't know if it was one of the guys' account. I think we created something then. We don't have a ton of stuff on there, but there definitely is video online. If you search for Knights of Flannel, that's with K-N-I-G-H-T, Knights of Flannel.
I'll definitely have to go and check that out. Sounds interesting. What instrument do you play?
Keyboards and guitar, and I sing.
The steel guitar.
Yes, I have. I have messed around with steel guitars, with pedal steels, with dobros, with all manner of those things, and haven't done it in a while, but can be some fantastic instruments.
Well, if so happens, you are talking to a steel guitar player.
Pedal steel?
Play a resonator.
Oh, okay, resonator, like a dobro. That's a fantastic instrument, and congratulations if you do that. It's not the simplest thing to play, so good for you, man.
Here's the cool thing. I don't have all my fingers, and I still play it.
Pretty good. I don't know a lot of steel players, you know, well, but I'm very, very familiar with Jerry Douglas. I'm sure you know who he is. He is incredible.
I think thank all the steel guitar players out there, including myself, would love to get up to his level of talent, but not many people can do that.
There are not. Well, sorry to cut it short, but I have arrived at my destination, and I got a run, so hope you have a good evening, Chandler. This is Whiskey 4, Echo Alpha Echo.
Whiskey 4, Echo Alpha Echo, from KO4WWZ, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu, 73 to you, and I hope you have a good night. I hope you play some really good music. And God bless you, and hope to hear you on the radio waves again soon. This is KO Fuller, WWZ, and I will be on the side listening. This is KO Fuller, WWZ. KO Fuller, WWZ.
Copy is repeater. KC4SKD.
This is KO4WWZ, radio check. KO4WWZ, listening. Station trying to call, this is KO4WWZ.